Welcome back to our middle school podcast, and thank you for joining us again this term. We trust that your boys enjoyed a safe and relaxing and refreshing holiday and have returned for the final sprint to the finishing line. Term 4 typically flies by pretty quickly, so our message to the boys this week is get back into your good routines and study habits as quickly as possible. So last term in the podcast series, we covered a range of topics designed giving you as parents a different way of hearing about what is happening in the middle school and also discussing issues that are relevant to adolescent young men. Now, today I am joined by two of those young men, Tom Price and Cameron Wallace, who are two of our Year 9 elected leaders. And I've invited the boys along today so we can hear the student voice directly through the podcast. The young men in our care are obviously the greatest stakeholder in the parenting and schooling of adolescent men. And I think it's always important we hear and recognise and acknowledge and understand the perspective that they bring. I've asked a number of teachers and parents to send me a few questions, and I'm going to fire them off to Tom and Cam now. And they've pretty much assured me that they're going to give an honest, balanced, honest answer with a little bit of insight in there as well. Tom and Cam, thank you for joining us from the podcast.
No problem.
All right. Yeah. I know I asked you this before. Have either of you listened to the podcast before?
No.
Okay, we've got a resounding no there. All right, so we're off to a good start. How were your holidays? Good holidays?
Yeah.
Anything exciting? Cam, anything exciting?
I went to the Surat races.
Tell us about the Surat races. Whereabouts is that?
It's 2 hours west of Dalby. And because they're going through a drought right now, they hold these races to raise money for it. And because we have a family friend that owns a farm out there, we went out and spent some money.
Did you?
One of the races, yeah.
Pick a winner?
No, I lost.
Okay, you lost. $30. Lost 30 bucks?
Yeah.
Okay. How dry? I'm assuming it's really dry.
Yeah, there's the dam out there, the Condamine Dam. It's really, really low. Like, yeah. Not much water at all.
Yeah. Farmers are doing it tough. No doubt. Tom, nothing exciting?
No, nothing exciting. Nothing. Met up with them mates on a few days, but that's all.
That's about it. Yeah. How important are holidays to you guys? Tom, you go first. How important are holidays?
I think they're important. I think that you need a break from school.
So, you do? Yeah. Cam?
Yeah, same thing.
Really important? Like you?
Yeah, because 5 days on, 2 days off for like 10 weeks.
Yep.
You kind of need a bigger break eventually.
Need that downtime?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You guys are at the back end of middle school and about to transition into senior school. Can you give us a little bit of a highlight reel? What were the best parts of middle school? Who's go, Tom, you can go first. Right, Cam. he's looking sure. Perplexed here. He can't think of any of the good parts of middle school, which is incredibly affirming. Thanks, Tom. What did you like most?
Going into year 9, becoming the head of middle school was good because you're leaders in a sense of every one of the younger grades.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to walk around knowing that like you'll have an influence on some of the people around you.
Have you sensed that influence in pastoral where you've taken on a bit more of a responsibility? Who's your pastoral teacher?
Mrs. Colbert.
Nice. And she, you know, and the Year 9s are encouraged to take a bit more of a lead?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've liked the leadership opportunity?
Yes.
And now you're an elected leader, which means your Year 9 peers have said that you, can represent them as a house captain. How does that make you feel?
Feels good.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it shows that there's recognition for what you do.
Yeah, nice. Okay. What have you liked the least about your time in middle school? If you could change one thing about your time in middle school, what would it be?
Year 8 maths assignment.
There was a Year 8 maths assignment?
Yeah, I really didn't like it.
Didn't like it? What was it about?
You had to build a house out of paper, but it was, you had to get these like weird measurements, and my partner was away the whole time.
Okay, so if you could change one thing about your time in middle school, it would be that maths assignment?
Yeah.
Okay. Pricey, if you got a...
Yeah, my Year 9 maths assignment.
Yeah, oh, wow. All right, Miss McConville will be loved hearing this. So you're about to go to senior school and do 3 years in senior school. What excites you about the next 3 years?
Getting in a Cuba and a jacket.
Okay, so Cam's excited about the Yakuba and the jacket. Tommy, you have anything that's...
Like Cam said about middle school, I think now we're more coming into the leaders of the entire school.
Yep. So you're looking forward to those responsibilities. All year nines have just done their set planning, which involved meeting with one of our teachers and mapping out your subjects for year 10, giving some thought to subjects in year 11 and 12, and maybe even giving some thought to year 13, like pathways beyond school. I want to talk about that experience. Did you enjoy the set plan process? It's the first time really you've got to sit down and map some things out. Cam, what did you like about that process?
I liked how it gave you like a lot of choice into what you get to do, and there was a wide variety of subjects you could select.
Was it easy for you to choose subjects or difficult?
A bit of both. I could easily pick out two subjects I really wanted, but then I had to think more about how the other ones would help me.
Yeah. Have you given some thought to year 13?
A little bit, but I'm still not 100% on it.
Yeah. Nor do you need to. It's a long way away, but I'm just interested. What about you, Tom?
I liked that the teacher that you're assigned to, when you got to choose some of your job options that you're thinking about, they guide you in which direction to go and what to choose.
So you've given some thought to job options post-school? Okay, can you tell us what?
It's a paramedic.
Paramedics? Yeah, nice. Okay, so push more, more desire down the science route for next...
biology.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, rightio. Was it easy for you then to choose subjects, or was it hard?
Well, there's a lot of options, so that was kind of hard in choosing, the one subject. That's kind of just relaxing, because I think that was still important.
Yep.
But, it was easier with that.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Okay. This is a really good question that one of the teachers sent through. They'd like you to think about the teachers that you've worked well with or worked well for over the last couple of years. What did those teachers have in common? Because as we were chatting on the way down, I said that there are teachers that you work better for than others. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Both agree with that? Okay, yeah. So on that premise, what do the teachers you work well with have in common?
They can have a conversation with you that's not about work.
Okay, so the teachers that divert the conversation just away from schoolwork and have a common interest conversation, can you give us an example about, without mentioning the teacher, what are you talking about there?
Well, in class, we'll sometimes just have a chat about the rugby, or just what you watched, or just how you're going and stuff like that. It's being able to not 100% work, and they understand that you just, it's important to connect with the student, because then you work better if you respect your teacher.
Yeah, nice. Did you want to call out that teacher who does that well? You don't have to.
I think Alex Sullivan, Mr. Sullivan.
Mr. Sullivan?
He's a good one.
Does he? He shows an interest, does he?
I've had him 8 and 9.
Have you? Okay, you've doubled down. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Okay. What about you, Prossy? Is there something they have in common?
I think that the better teachers, especially at the age we are at the moment, 14, 15, are the ones that realise that you're teenage boys and you're not going to work for 7 hours throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
So they'll give you the breaks.
Yeah, okay.
And that's like Cam said, have conversations and that kind of stuff.
Okay, so just mix it up so you got times of concentration and engagement and then a little bit of downtime and then just to break up the day a little bit. Yeah. Okay, have you had a teacher this year that does that well? You don't have to nominate, you can call out a teacher for good things.
This year, Mr. Corst.
Corsty?
Oh, yeah,
okay.
That's a
does it well, does he?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good to hear. I promised I wouldn't ask this about you guys, so tell us about the level of study and homework that you think your mates did at the end of last term. It was busy. End of term 3 is always busy because a lot of assessment right at the end, and it's a typical pinch point for guys feeling a little bit of stress. Give us a per day. What do you think the average for your mates' average homework study would be?
If you're talking about when you're just about to be an exam block, I'd say there would have been a reasonable amount of study.
Okay.
Not as much as there probably should have been.
Yeah. Could have been a bit more.
It could have definitely been, but if you're before the tests, there definitely would have been a lot.
Yeah.
And then I don't think homework would have been done that much because they would have focused on studying.
Study, okay. Can you give me, forget weekends, what per afternoon, how many minutes per afternoon in the busy times do you reckon you guys would have been, your mates would have been doing?
Of study?
Yep. Study and or homework combined.
Probably maybe an hour and a half.
Hour and a half a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's in like the peak.
In the peak time, okay. What about in off-peak time? So we're looking at week one of term now. Homework, study per day in minutes?
Week one, I don't know that many people really take it serious.
So what you're saying, generally like to ease into a term and build it up a little bit.
I'd say maximum, and I'd say this was very few people, half an hour. That's like max.
This at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I don't know many people that would do that.
That's right. I'm interested in to know what your mates do when they feel stressed. So during those stressful times, now it might be schoolwork stress, it could be social stress, it could be personal stress, but in the stressful times, you would know when your mates, I'm hoping you would have some sense about when a mate is stressed. Can you give us an idea about what they might do about that?
They don't really do anything. Because say if it's like school stress,
yeah,
they'll just stress until the test is done.
Okay.
And then they don't really deal with it.
So would it be fair to say that guys could do better with that, have better strategies to manage stressful feelings or worry?
Yeah.
We could do, and as I want to hear this, because we could do better at skilling you with how to deal with when things feel stressful. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have mates that you can think of that do different things when they're feeling stressed to help?
I know that some of my mates, rather than talking to people like face to face, they'll talk, text people on social media or tell them, because that's sometimes easier, especially when it's personal or something.
Yeah, so they might reach out online, and they're more likely to do that than say to someone in person, "Yeah, look, I'm a bit struggling at the moment," or things like that. Okay, tell us about social media. I want to know how often you guys use it, and then ask a little bit more about what the appeal of social media is. But Cam. Social media?
I don't really use it that much.
Not a big user?
I'll occasionally go on it, but I don't really spend that much time.
Instagram, yes or no?
I have Instagram and
Facebook.
Snapchat. I don't have Facebook.
No. Snapchat?
Yeah.
Okay. And Snap?
I only got Snapchat like 2 weeks ago.
Recently? Though. Okay. Pricey, you're a bit more tech savvy. Maybe that's what it is. How often would you... So you're Insta?
Yeah.
Facebook?
I don't really use Facebook.
Don't. Is Facebook on the way out?
Facebook is kind of the generation older. Of us. My older brother, like 20-year-old, they use Facebook Messenger.
Mr. Simpson just told me he just got Facebook. Pretty much the time, I think everyone was
a
not
bit
using.
Late.
Yeah, you can tell him that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not listening. So Insta?
Yeah.
What else do you use?
Snapchat?
Yeah. Are they the main two?
Yeah.
Okay. How often would you check your social media daily?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay, because I would as well. Tell us about what do you think the appeal of social media is? Why do guys, you're the exception, Cam, I think. There's a lot of guys use it heavily in year nine. I think it's great.
My friends do.
Yeah, use it heavily. Then I want to get your insight into what is the appeal.
I think it's kind of like you can talk to anyone. As in, you can talk to people that you don't see, but you can talk to people from other schools. You don't have to see them every day to be able to talk to them.
So it is a social experience.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I talk to people that I don't see every day more than I talk to my mates on social media.
Yeah. So. Okay. Is it addictive's not the right word, but is it, do you feel like you've got to jump on to check what's going on? Do you feel some urgency? Like if I took your phone off you for 2 days, would you start to feel like I'd like to just to get back on and check?
I'd like to see the mess. I'm not big on like seeing what people are posting.
Yeah.
But like the messages I've got, that kind of stuff.
Okay, so the conversations is just all right. Would you agree with that, Ken? Is it like I'm trying to get what's the appeal from your words to guys who use social media heavily?
Yeah, probably agree. It's like to keep like, because people really, some people really care about like a social media presence.
Yeah.
Like being big there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's probably that.
Okay. All right. Tell us about gaming. We're nearly done, boys. You've done unbelievably well. And the bell's just gone, so we've got to get you to class. Tell us about gaming. First question someone asked, is Fortnite still popular?
No.
Gone?
Only my little cousins are the people that I know that play.
Okay, so maybe wrong demographic here. So younger than year nine. Yeah. Probably might be some nines, but for the most part, it's...
It's died out.
Why was it so popular?
Because it was free.
That was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Platform wasn't overly special, it was just...
It was a pretty generic game, but yeah, it was free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you think gaming is so popular for teenage boys? Now, it might not be you guys, I don't know if you're heavy gamers or not. You said, Cam, that you had, not heavy, but you played it less now than what you used to?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the appeal?
Release.
Is it a release for you?
Because, like, nothing really matters in the game.
Yeah.
You just do whatever you want.
Okay. So it's more freedom, independence, and then there's no responsibilities, I guess, like school or family life or social life, where the responsibilities to come with it within a gaming platform. There's no responsibility that...
Somewhat. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're, like, good at the game, it makes you feel, like, I guess, not more important, but more, like... Because a lot of games are social. You'll be talking with people.
Yeah.
And some people have, like, a clan online.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, a group of people. And if you're, like, good at it, it could make you feel, like, more important, I guess, than you are anywhere else.
Okay. All right. Did you ever get really angry after playing a game?
Yeah.
Can you think of a time where switching it off or just after switching it off, you got really angry, agitated?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you still do that now?
No, not really.
Okay.
But there's friends I know that have like gotten angry then smashed a controller or a headset or something.
Yeah, I've heard that stories. Yeah. Okay. Pricey, what about yourself? What's the appeal of gaming?
Yeah, like Cam said, kind of like you lose everything else and you're focusing in on the game.
Yep.
Nothing really matters while you're playing.
Okay. So it's a distraction.
Yeah.
It's a... Okay. Like what listening to music or reading could do, it's an alternative that's more interactive. Okay. Last question. How important is friends and mates to you guys at year nine? So you're both turning 15 or have already? Yep. How important are your mates to you guys?
Extremely.
Cam, you're first? Why?
Because school's obviously important, but a lot of like the mentality of students is what I do now probably won't determine what job I get.
Yeah.
Like, what you learn is important, but they don't really matter. But the friends you make now are important because you'll probably have them later on in your life.
Yeah. Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, Tom, what?
Yeah, I think that mates are super important, especially at the moment when everyone's really learning who their mates are and aren't.
Yeah.
I think it makes school way easier.
Yeah, having good mates around you. Okay. All right. Boys, thank you for participating in the podcast. I say this was a really good one. Like, I really enjoyed having the conversation. It's great to hear your insights into things. Will you listen to this podcast?
Yes, this is the only one.
It's the only one. Yeah. Come on, you might like this one. And have you heard yourself on radio before?
No, never on the radio.
Okay, yeah, no one. No, like over the... You heard your recorded voice before? No one likes
many
listening
years
to,
ago.
Okay. No one likes listening to their own voice when they hear it back again. But are you going to tune in and have a listen?
I'll listen to this one, yeah.
You going to tell your mates?
If they ask me.
Do you reckon they might jump on board and listen as well?
Yeah, some of them would.
I think you can go back and listen to previous ones.
Do they have titles?
Yeah.
If I read someone that interests me, I'll hop on.
I might need to jazz up the titles then. Pricey, you can't listen to this?
Yeah, I will. All right. Some of them.
Okay. Yeah. Boys, thank you for joining us. Congratulations on your student leadership for this semester, and we wish you all the best for finishing off middle school and into senior school. But thank you for being part of the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.